If it passes both the Assembly and State Senate, the one-sentence, non-binding statewide referendum would give voters the chance to vote up or down on the question, should the United States withdraw its troops from Iraq? Referendum author Democrat Dave Travis of Wanakee says it would draw attention to Wisconsin's February 19th primary, which might otherwise be ignored because most other states are holding primaries in the first week of February. Referendum co-sponsor Representative Spencer Black of Madison agrees.
If the race is still open, it will get a lot of national attention, and this will force the candidates to confront this issue in front of an electorate that's not only going to be voting in the presidential primary, but also voting on this referendum. So I think it will have a very positive impact on the debate between the presidential candidates when they come here. They won't be able to duck the issue.
In California, the state Senate has already approved a more strongly worded referendum that asks voters if the U.S. should begin immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops. That measure is also expected to pass the California State Assembly. Wisconsin's Troops Home referendum has a good chance of passing the Democrat-controlled Senate, but it could face tougher going in the Assembly, where Republicans hold a slight majority. 34 Wisconsin cities approved Troops Home resolutions last year. The statewide referendum is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and will be introduced in the coming weeks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.